Es hat so gesagt, ich habe 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 gesagt, we learn from over there, just like his chat is a subject of Me'ilah, his shlom is as well. What's wrong with the drasha of Rebbe, which taught that the pasuk of Kol Chelov LaShem comes to include even the Chelov of Kachem Kalam as being subject to Me'ilah? Abaye said both psukim are needed. If we only had the pasuk of Chelov, we would not know that the diaphragm and kidneys are also subject to Me'ilah. If we only had the pasuk of Kasher Yuram, we would think that the fatty tail of a sheep is not subject to Me'ilah. Frekhmar of Murray asked Rav Zvid, if the tail is considered to be Chelov, it should be also to eat it. Rav Zvid said, the pasuk says Kol Chelov Shor V'Chesa V'Eiz, which teaches that the Isra of Chelov only applies to Chelov that's present in an ox, sheep, and goat. Another territory, Rashi said the chelev of the tail is referred to as the chelev of the tail, but not chelev by itself, and therefore it's not subject to the Isra of chelev. In fact, if it's not referred to as chelev by itself, it should not be subject to Me'ila like chelev. And tomorrow we have to come on to the answer of Rav Zvid. Mishnah said, Masha ain kain bedam. In fact, how do we know that blood of a carbon is not subject to Me'ila? So Ula said the pasuk regarding the carbon blood says, Lochem, this teaches it's yours, there's no Me'ila. The Shiva of Shimon taught, the pasuk says, Lechaper, the blood is given for a kapara, not for Me'ila. Rechon said the pasuk says, Hu, which teaches that the blood has the same status before the kapara as it has after the kapara, no Me'ila. In fact, maybe we should compare the blood after the kapara to the blood before the kapara and say that Me'ila does apply. Mar said it can't be because we never find something that already has mitzvah done that's still subject to Me'ila. In fact, Tumas Hadeshin is subject to Me'ila even after the mitzvah is done. Mar said Tumas Hadeshin and Big Day Kuhn are two psukim that teach that the Me'ila applies even after the mitzvah is done. We have Shtei Psukim Abam Ke'echol, therefore we can't use this to teach elsewhere. In fact, where that answer works according to Rabban who stated the pasuk by Big Day Kuhn teaches that Me'ila applies after the mitzvah is done. However, according to Reb Doisu who uses the pasuk for a different drasha, why can't we learn from Tumas Hadeshin that Me'ila applies even after the mitzvah is done? And for the pasuk regarding Egla Rufa also teaches that Me'ila applies after the mitzvah is done. So we still have Shnei Ksumah Bam Ke'echad, and therefore it can't be applied to elsewhere. In fact, there's a shita that says that we could apply something taught by two psukim elsewhere. According to him, why can't we say that Me'ila applies after the mitzvah is done? And if the psukim of Tumas Hadeshin and Egla Rufa have exclusionary words that says Samoy Ha'arufa, which teach that it is not to be applied elsewhere. In fact, why do we need three psukim to exclude the blood from Me'ila? Mar says one pasuk excludes the blood from the halachas of Noiser, one excludes it from the halachas of Me'ila, and one excludes it from the halachas of Tumah. Meaning if a tamei person eats the blood, he would not be chai for eating tamei kodshim. A pasuk is not needed to exclude the blood from pigle because pigle only applies to a part of the carbon that becomes mutter through some other process. Let's say the meat becomes mutter through the zrika of the blood. Blood is itself the permitting, is itself the matir, and therefore it's not subject to pigle. Hadnalach perek kol habasar. Perek ha'orva roitev perek tashi'i. The skin, meaning of an animal that was shechted, where the skin together with the flesh that is attached to is the combined sides of a kebeya. So the skin and the gravy, meaning the congealed juices of meat that adhere to the meat and are not eaten independently but are eaten together with the meat. So the skin and the gravy and the spices, again, which are not eaten alone but are eaten along with the meat, and the elol, we'll have to see what that is, the bones that contain less than a kebeya of marrow, but it's a kebeya when it's combined with the bone, you can combine the bone as which is the shomer, and also the gidin, which are typically only eaten along with the meat, and the horns, meaning the soft part near the head, which are eaten along with the meat, and the hooves, which protect the meat of the feet and are considered to be a shomer. So all these things, they combine with the meat to give off food tumah, but not tumas nevela. Mishnah continues, similarly, if a yid checks a non-kosher animal for a guy and the animal is still moving after the shechita, at which point it's not yet mutter for a guy to eat because it still has the status of an eiver menachai, it can give off food tumah, but it does not give off tumas nevela until it actually dies or until its head is chopped off. There are more things that can give off food tumah than there are things that give off tumas nevela. So it's like the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends off, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the elal of a nevela that was gathered together, if there's a kezias in one place, it would have tumas nevela. If one touched it and then entered the mikdash, he would be chayiv. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Zok di Gemara. Our Mishnah teaches something that's taught in the Braisa. The Braisa says, there's a halacha of a shomer, meaning that the shomer combines with the food to reach the minimum required size. So there's a halacha of shomer with regard to the more lenient tumah, meaning food tumah, but not with regard to the more stringent tumah, meaning tumas tevela. In fact, how do we know that there's a halacha of shomer for food tumah? And it's more the Tana Dever Rishmol taught the Pasuk, there's al kol zera zeruah sheri zareya, that teaches that seeds in the state in which people take them out to be planted can become tumah. Since people plant seeds with their shells, it teaches that the shells, which is the shomer, combine with the food for purposes of food tumah. How do we know that there's no halacha of shomer for tumas nevela? And from our brayse says the pasuk of benivlosa its nevela teaches that tumas nevela is only given off through touching the meat, not by touching the skin that does not have a kezias of meat on it. We would think that even if someone touches the skin opposite the area where there's meat, he will also not become tamei. The pasuk therefore says yitma. Rav explains the brayse to me as follows: the pasuk of benivlosa teaches that one does not become tamei from touching the skin that does not have a kezias of meat attached to it, even when the skin together with the meat combines to the size of a kezias. We would think that even if there was a kezias of meat attached to the skin, if one touched the skin opposite the meat, he would not become tamei because the skin doesn't even serve as a yad, as a handle for the meat. The pasuk therefore says yitma, which teaches that this person would become tamei.